I know Bob Edwards. Bob Edwards is a friend of mine. In fact, Bob Edwards is a member of my family, even though I've never met the man. For almost 25 years, Bob Edwards has told the daily story of the world to my family and me. Some stories were happy ones, others were tragic, and still others made me so angry I could have blown a fuse. But through tears of joy or grief, we were in it together. Bob, with a rich, familiar voice my wife and I had come to trust, and we with our morning coffee and newspaper. And that seemed to make everything better somehow. Soon, National Public Radio will remove Bob Edwards from Morning Edition, my favorite program. Edwards doesn't want to go, and I don't want to lose his deep, reassuring voice every weekday morning. But nothing good lasts forever. Actually, nothing lasts forever, and I guess that reminder is part of my sadness. But it's not just sadness I feel. I'm also trying to hold my disappointment in check, because frankly, I've heard nothing from NPR that explains how Morning Edition will be improved in Bob's absence. For my money, Edwards brings intelligence, perspective, and grace to a program the likes of which I cannot find anywhere else in broadcast journalism. I'll never forget those Friday mornings when Red Barber, the old Major League Baseball newscaster, was living in retirement in Tallahassee, Florida. NPR hooked up Bob in Washington and Red in Tallahassee every week for a completely unscripted, impromptu discussion of sporting news and more that still represents radio at its best. The departure of Bob Edwards reminds me of the departure of Walter Cronkite at CBS many years ago. No one ever replaced Cronkite, certainly not Dan Rather, and an era of excellence ended. I have enough faith in NPR to believe that it will not drop its standard of excellence in the gathering and reporting of the news. It remains the country's last best hope for intelligent, in-depth, and informative news broadcasting. But that doesn't mean I have to like what they've done to Bob Edwards, who is still at the top of his game and has been with Morning Edition from the beginning. Bob, let me just say thanks for being part of my household, and best of luck to you always. This is Les O'Coin.